Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
The Movie Review with Gail Edmonds.
The managing editor of City Press, Gail Edmonds, and movie writer joins me on the line now. I don't think we'll ever get used to that. Hail, Gail. Somebody, probably an American, pronouncing your name the way that they are. Good morning.
It's true. It does sound interesting. Hey? It's unusual. How are you, Africa?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you this Sunday?
Good, very good.
Fantastic.
And I'm afraid I avoided the horror movies that were opening this weekend. I went for the Justin Chadwick film because I did love his previous film, The First Grader, if you remember it, about the Kenyan... Yeah, it was a beautiful film. And so I'm always willing to give him a chance. But this film, Tulip Fever, it was actually mothballed since 2014 and was only released now. And unfortunately, I discovered it was resurrected by the Weinstein Company. But anyway, I suppose it'll be a while before we exercise it entirely out of our movie lives. But it's interesting because it's got a fantastic cast. And it's a very interesting... It's during the tulip bulb bubble, which was in the 1630s in the Netherlands. So it's very interesting. It's like watching the 2008 crash in Pretty Flowers, you know, because apparently it's one of the first, whether it's the first or not is in dispute, but one of the first economic bubbles. But it's based on a novel about an orphan girl who's married to a wealthy, older, much older merchant who wants an heir. And, of course, she fails to deliver him an heir. And the story is narrated by her maid, who she's also quite friendly with, Maria, who's played by Holiday Grainger. And Sophia, the orphan married to the older man, is played by Alicia Vikander. And her sort of older husband is Christopher Waltz. So it's got a really good cast. And he then, after trying for this heir for so long, he eventually says, well, no, let's just get a portrait of ourselves painted so that in the future people can say, look at that lovely young trophy wife this man had. So once the painter arrives, of course, all goes to hell in a handbasket because, of course, she falls in love with the painter, who's a young, his name's Dane DeHaan. He was from Chronicle. I don't know if you ever saw that film. But anyway, a good young actor. And so they come up with this scheme, and the tulip bulbs, it was a way of sort of leaping out of poverty, because if the young boyfriend of the maid buys 17 white tulips for a small amount of money, and within a couple of weeks, because one of them has got a red stripe on this white tulip, suddenly he's a millionaire. And those stripes, it turns out, were actually caused by an infection of the tulips. But they became known as breakers and apparently eventually did break the whole market in the Netherlands. So it's quite an interesting film, but for some reason it doesn't quite fly.
And where do you think are the shortcomings, Gail?
I think, you know, it's written, the screenplay is partly written by Tom Stoppard, who's, you know, I mean, he wrote Shakespeare in Love, which of course was hilarious, but none of his wit comes through in this. It feels a bit stolid. You know, they kind of plod through it, and there's a few too many quick plot fixes for my liking. So it was interesting. It looked beautiful, and it was I didn't really know much about the tulip bulb bubble. So for me, from that element of it, was very interesting. But with such a strong cast and a director that we know, I mean, he also did A Long Walk to Freedom with Idris Elba. So he's usually does interesting, very good films, but the fact that this one was mothballed for 3 years, and they apparently tried to make it back in 2004 with Keira Knightley and Jude Law, and that fell apart. So it's obviously just one of those projects, sort of like a Blue Monday project. It just never quite got it right. And so all the chopping and changing and the sort of being in a box for 3 years has just made it just very hard to love. I enjoyed it, but I would never say to someone, you must see it. If you happen to have nothing else to see, it's not that you won't enjoy it, it's just that it's not something that's going to make a mark on your movie-going life, which is a shame, because I think it was a very interesting idea for a film.
I would then recommend that people go and watch Mother. It is a horror, and it has... interestingly received very mixed reviews. So there are sort of critics who have absolutely adored it and loved every single moment of it. And the performances by Jennifer Lawrence, by Javier Bardem, Ed Harris, Michelle Pfeiffer, apparently just extraordinary. And literally you click on another website and another person is just saying it's the worst thing that they've ever seen. But more of the reviewers, I trust, have loved it. And it's certainly going to be my movie this week. I don't enjoy horrors generally. I really don't. It's not something that I seek out to go and watch. But some very, very good reviews from people I trust, at least anyway, who write reviews on a regular basis, have indicated that it's actually quite a very, very entertaining and scary film.
Yes, that's my problem. You see, I'm afraid I'm not very brave. I don't like to be scared in movies. So that's why I nearly did go and see it, because I thought it'll be a much more interesting, but I'm afraid I couldn't do it in the end. I didn't have the courage.
let me ask a question that has been, I suppose, written about on international news sites. Harvey Weinstein was the catalyst, if you like, for a whole host of names, including Kevin Spacey, that have come up and who have been associated with sexual assault and really deplorable things. And the question that was asked, and it's a question I had to entertain when Bill Cosby was going through a similar situation. The body of work of these men, and horrible as they are, but the body of work of these men is so extensive, so comprehensive, so extraordinary. So House of Cards, for example, is one of the things that I enjoy most. I really adore watching House of Cards, and I cannot wait until the release of the next season. But now that Kevin Spacey is so sullied as a person, he's gone to the bottom of the bottom of the bottomless sort of horror of people. But he's still good in The Usual Suspects. He's amazing in American Beauty. And he's actually very good as Frank Underwood in House of Cards. What do I do? Do I stop watching and celebrating work?
The eternal question is, do you separate the person from their art? And we have actually had this discussion. We have it regularly every time one of these predators pops up.
Sadly.
And the truth is that I'm not entirely sure you can. Like, do you go and buy Chris Brown's albums? Do you go and pay money at the cinema to see Kevin Spacey's film? And I guess you've got to make a decision yourself. I mean, it does get to a point where it is quite difficult to navigate, because you might not have seen the story. You know, it's so splintered now. You may not have seen the story about this particular person, and you're busy enjoying their music. So it's a very, very difficult question to answer, because I must say that reading these endless, I mean, they're just endless, and I sadly suspect there's a lot more coming, but it just seems it's very difficult to then enjoy that person in the same way as an artist, because you just know that while they were filming that film, this terrible thing was occurring on the side. And, you know, I've also read a few people that have said that that sense of the victims of these people have in fact lost their ability to create. So sort of the work some of these people have created has been done on the back of other people's pain and suffering. And so it's quite an interesting question. And I don't know what the answer is, because it is hard to give up all your favorites, you know. Like you say, you're halfway through a series. It seems awful to have to not find out what happens next, you know, based on having to take a moral stand. So it's quite an interesting question, and I don't think answered easily either.
Certainly not. Gail Edmonds, thank you very much. I will not be rushing to go see Tulip Fever. Instead, I'll stick to my guns and go and watch Mother instead.
But
thank you for sitting through Tulip Fever for us and telling us about it this morning. Gail Edmonds is the managing editor as well as movie writer for City Press.